Hello and welcome to Queers and Soaps. Today we're going to bring you some more number 96. I actually said it right. I usually say the number 96. I'll probably say that again now that I said that. But this is Bevan joining me again. For, what is this? This is our third one, right?
Yeah, I think for number 96, yeah.
All right, Tommy, roll the credits and we'll get into it. All right, so I looked up, we lost a member in the episode like 30s. Paul Weingott left as Bruce Taylor. I looked him up. Apparently he comes back, but we'll get into that in a little bit because I was really confused.
Yeah, these episodes are somewhat disjointed. Like, it was like I had mentioned to you before, probably in the show before as well, that what was it? I actually thought there were like maybe 30 or so of the older episodes left. There's actually 21 of the black and white episodes between I think 72 and 74. Okay. And in what we've been watching, that's 16 of them.
So real quick, back to Paul Weingott. That was one of my facts about him. He didn't do much acting TV wise or movie wise, apparently. He did a couple of that show, Matlock Police, which I think was big back then.
Yeah, and even apparently Lucy mentioned it.
Apparently, he's big in theater. He was an education manager for, I guess, some kind of theater. And he also did, like, readings at, like, I guess for, like, children at a local library or something. Like, yep. So he's a good dude.
Yeah.
So that's all I really could find on him, because I was curious to know if he did anything else, you know, but I guess theater was his big thing, you know? And I guess that's why a lot of people...
Oh, sorry, I was just saying, a lot of the actors down here, that end up doing the rounds in the theater, in theater.
Same here. All right. So, yeah, like you said, the episodes are, like, disjointed, so we start with episode 13. This is only the stuff that's available to us. So, and then we go to episode 31. But he will fill in as much as he can about certain things. All right. So, episode 13. Vera and Mark talk about Helen coming up disoriented, wanting a reading. Helen wakes up screaming.
Yeah.
Helen is hardly on, like, any of this stuff that we're watching. It's really weird. She's talked about more than she's actually on.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. but, like, essentially because there's that gap, because we go from, I think, episode 10 to 13, after the confrontation with Rose, which isn't really much of a confrontation at that point, you know, Mark sort of manages to shoo her away. But she's sort of progressively becoming more sort of, you know, sort of out of it. Like, you know, she's starting to wander around. She's starting to sort of like just sort of be in her own world and just, well, disassociate really. Yeah, she's like heavily dissociating and stuff like that. So that's what Vera and Mark are sort of predominantly talking about when the episode opens.
Right. You have... Janie talks to Alex on the phone. Bev is still warning her a lot about him. So it's kind of like the same stuff they're going over. Dory goes to the laundromat. We meet Sonia Freeman.
Yep.
I don't know. Did she come in this episode? I'm assuming she came in an episode before this.
So I think she may have appeared in perhaps like one of the other ones only briefly, because so earlier on when you have Dory freaking out about like a masseuse, like a massage parlor being put in the bottom lot, it turns out to be the chemist. Well, Gordon and Sonia, are a brother and sister who have decided to come down and like move in there, and they're running the chemist that's there. So they're introduced over those couple of episodes, and as we will go on, like things
are weird. Do they tell them that they're brother and sister?
Yes.
But they're not?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, wait, they like sleep together and stuff, so I'm confused. But I guess why would they say that? Oh, because he's married, correct?
Yeah, because he's married.
Right.
Yeah, and he's we get the, you know, well, we'll go on anyways because it comes out
Right.
further as the episode goes on. Yeah.
So, she comes and like does her laundry or whatever, and Lucy offers to do it for her. Dory doesn't seem to like her. Dory said something about they were banging the other night and they're perverts. Oh, the perverts were coming by Bev's place or something.
Okay, yeah. So I think she was sort of talking about like, because she's sort of gossiping about how Bruce has run off.
Did he go at this point? I thought he was still on. He's still on at this point.
Oh no, that's right. No, you're right. You're right.
That's in 30 something. He goes
Yeah,
off.
no, that's right. Beg your pardon. I'm confusing the episodes now. No, actually,
Right.
I think it is just that Sonia and Gordon are supposed are fighting and supposed to be newlyweds, and I think she actually does mention Mark as well.
Oh yeah, she said something about like the perverts coming by to see if Bev gets a pick on the cover of the magazine.
Oh, you mean that? Okay, so like it was Bev doing her titty shots on for the fashion magazine or whatever.
Yeah.
She's freaking out about the potential idea of like all these people who are just gonna like. You know, oh, she lives here, so they're obviously gonna come and stalk the place, apparently. Sorry, yeah, no,
Right.
yeah.
And then Bev comes by. Did she leave like a bra or something? And they're like, oh, we're surprised she even wears a bra.
I think she was looking for one because she didn't have a clean one or something. It was so general, like she just needed to borrow one or something. Oh, come down and grab one, you know? And yeah, Dory's just like,
Someone,
well, I'm surprised you even wear one.
I guess. Yeah. And then Dory mentioned seeing the pic or whatever, and she's like happy about it. But I was like, oh, good, you liked it. Aldo and Rose talk about where she was. She says she's going to night school. Is that true? Do you know?
So, Rose is still going through her like sort of rebellious phase. So she
Because
is
she was
lying
hurt by
down.
Mark.
So I basically think she's like sort of going out and she's sort of starting to party up and mix with the wrong people.
Yeah. I know. I get that from the 30s when we get into it.
Yeah,
Because I
yeah.
was like, what the hell happened? So, yeah, she says she hangs out with friends afterwards till like 3 in the morning. She says she wants to live her life like Bev does. Bruce and Maggie, something about them. I guess they work together, but I never seen them at work together.
So there is a couple of scenes over the next few ones, I think, that where you see Bruce and Maggie in an office, but they eventually sort of go back to the apartment to work, and all that. Like, so what was the scene again? Sorry.
So I just have Bruce and Maggie can work at his flat for 2 days.
Oh, okay. So that scene starts up with them at the office, and she gets a call from her husband Victor saying that he's going to be out of town for 2 days.
He's gonna be
So
away, yeah.
basically, yeah. And so Bruce starts freaking out because he to get a hold of Don.
And Lucy and Alf don't really do much over these. Well, there's a couple of things that happen to them, but like mainly it's the same shit for them. Like,
Yeah, so
because
like,
even when
oh no, yeah.
when it jumps to the other episodes, like they're still having like the same talks and stuff, and I'm like, oh. So they're like the couple that like I don't know that they don't give that much story to,
Well, there are stories. It's just that, like, I
it
think they're sort of like the staple couple, you know? Like,
seems. Right.
so you have like sort of Lucy looking forward to her anniversary, for instance, you know, stuff like that. But they do get more stories as time goes on.
So yeah, they just have dinner together, nothing exciting. And there's people come into the laundry shop or the laundromat and they like strip down and like put their clothes in the
Yeah.
wash or whatever.
So that's one of the
And
more
then,
famous scenes.
yeah, it was really bizarre.
Yeah, so like they come in, it's just a comedy scene because like Lucy's sitting there talking about how like the laundromat has like a higher class of clientele, like you don't get any of the riffraff around, and then like two
Right.
hippies just come in and start stripping off to wash
Yeah,
their clothes. And then, so like Alf is just like, what?
And then the electric went out or something, like something, one of the machines popped or something, and they just start laughing.
Yeah. So like Alf tries to fix the machine for him because one of the machines is dying, and he blows the whole circuit.
Bruce makes a call when Maggie goes off. Do you remember who he called or why?
He's trying to get a hold of Don. Don's in court, but he's trying to get a hold of him.
You know, I didn't get that he and Don were an item. I didn't get that until, like, later.
If you get the chance to rewatch some of the episode, like, because there's not a huge amount of interaction, obviously, but like, because you know, it's not a lot. But if you rewatch some of those episodes, the way Bruce and Don are, it's like a couple. Like, they're sitting there having breakfast together. He says, so some of the things that he says, because Bruce is quite, like, in love with his hyperbole and, does the big, like, long-winded descriptions. You think, oh, it's just that. But, like, you know, he says things to Don, like, you know, oh, I wouldn't change your beauty for a moment and stuff like that after one of their parties, or it's something like that anyways. There's a lot of, like, weird double entendres when you sort of go back over it.
Yeah, because I feel like I got that they're in like basically different storylines, because he's like, Bruce is with Maggie and Don's getting involved with Bev. So I was like,
well, Bev is trying to get involved with Don.
Right.
But as we see, this is also why Don resists her advances and why he's completely like a fish out of water.
Right. Which I kind of got the sense of that, but I didn't know Bruce was like a thing.
No, that's definitely supposed to be like sort of like the sort of surprise reveal to a degree. As far as Bruce goes, because that's scandal. Like, Bruce is bisexual, you know?
Right. So Aldo talks to Don about, like, trying to get this restaurant going. He's like, he only had, like, $5,000, and it's what it costs to get it going. I still don't think he gets it going. I think he's just thinking about it and talking about it. And Maggie and Bruce end up being together, and he, like, fakes a stomach bug. So, to get rid of her, I guess.
Well, she's already on her way out, so he's trying to find a way to get a hold of Don, because Don's never met Maggie. Don doesn't know Maggie. He knows that Bruce has a boss, because this is the conversation they have a little bit later, where he's just like, oh, your boss is like a slave driver. Don's not met Maggie, but he knows that Maggie's supposed to be like this hard-ass boss, so Bruce doesn't really want them to meet with each other.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so he's trying to, like, and then Maggie gets pulled away to, I think, Melbourne for the soap people. Like, she gets upset about the soap people, which I assume is someone she's doing advertising for or something like that, in her magazine and all that, yada, yada, yada. And, yeah, so Bruce is, like, just trying to rush her out.
So, okay, so Don doesn't know that they're seeing each other and banging, okay?
And Maggie doesn't know about Don either.
I feel like there's not enough in these episodes to, like, give me that. Like, I feel like, because we're missing stuff. So I'm like, you know, I feel like I am missing stuff when I'm watching it.
So there is some stuff that is missing, but a lot of the exposition is all done through dialogue and through the general day-to-day conversations that they have. So, like, when Dari comes down, she gives you sort of like a bit of an update on things, you know? It's a natural way for, instead of it being like a previously, it's like an ingrained sort of recap almost, you know?
But I did get that. Right.
Yeah. But you're right. There isn't enough to, so I remember when I was watching these for the first time, I could like more or less piece it together as we get into like the 30 episodes. But just doing a little bit of research and stuff like that just to fill in the gaps. I pretty much guessed how it was going and stuff like that, but it was good to sort of like actually have the stories like confirmed. The sucky thing is regardless of, even if they did release more, these episodes particularly probably wouldn't be available anyway because there's only 21.
Right. So Alex comes by Bev and Jane. He claims to be looking for Jane or whatever, but Bev's in a tail and he comes on to her and basically rapes her.
Yeah, he does.
It's interesting how they do the rape scenes back then. Like, it's just like, it's like he like is lunging at her in one scene, and then when it comes back, he had done it already. So it's like, okay. Well, so I guess it couldn't be like that racy to do that, you know, back then.
Well, considering that, like, he's also abusive towards her, afterwards as well. Like, she's crying and, like, you know, just saying, I don't have to have sex with everybody I flirt with. And he's like just saying some really over the top things, and then basically, turns around and says, you know, I'll give you something to remember me by. And even then, I don't know about the versions that you saw, but I could, because of like, like, I'm pretty sure it'd be the same episodes, like the DVD episodes. They cut out as he sort of actually strikes her because of censorship at the time. Like, they weren't allowed to show too much.
Yeah, he calls her trash, and he says, yeah, like you said, he wants to give her something to remember.
You're a sexual
Calls her a
fraud
bunch of
and like all
stuff.
these insane things.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. Don and Bruce talk. He says Maggie was there all day, and then Bruce just basically wanted a bro night, which I guess.
Yeah, that's where that's the conversation I was talking about, where Don's like, whoa, I have to meet her one day. She sounds like a slave driver. Brr, brr, brr.
Right. All right, so then we have a big jump. Do you know what happens in between that and episode 31?
Okay, so in this time we have Sonia and Gordon properly introduced. They introduce themselves to everybody at the apartment building, as we said earlier, as brother and sister. We find out that what did I have written here? Give me a second. Oh yeah. So obviously the gossip sort of comes out because Dory catches Sonia and Gordon kissing in their shop. So she's walking past the front window and she catches them kissing. So of course she's telling everybody.
So they're supposed to be brother and sister.
Yeah, because they know them all as brother and sister. And yeah, as it turns out, Gordon is essentially separated from his wife. And the wife doesn't want to sort of let him go, largely because she's like, she doesn't believe in divorce. And so like
Well, that does happen later, so we do have that.
no, but that all, yeah, that's just kind of gone over. Like, it establishes over these like couple of episodes between Sonia and Gordon, not necessarily everybody else, that this is the sort of situation, as well as Vera happens to recognize him from somewhere. She's like, there's what's the go about that, you know? She sort of, and he's a bit sus on her over it, so like he's got secrets. Okay. Just as and that sort of plays out over the preceding sort of like few episodes and stuff like that. So like all in this time, we sort of find out that he's got secrets and that he's actually sort of living with his girlfriend essentially while his wife is somewhere with their two children. Okay.
So what's going on with Aldo and Rose? Like, what is that about? Because it looks like
Okay.
she's doing drugs or dealing drugs for somebody.
So Rose starts to obviously do that rebellious thing I was telling you about. Aldo's being his overbearing self, like he always is. And she ends up coming across Cliff, which is that bikey guy from the first few episodes. Now, she starts to become sort of infatuated with him because he sort of, there's similar setup to Mark. He's
He's like
married.
gross too.
He's gross too. So Mark. But yeah, so she starts to get sort of infatuated with him a bit. And Cliff comes along and to the deli one day, which is obviously the store downstairs, and sort of they gives her drugs essentially. Like get to sort of talks her into experimenting, and she's sort of like, oh, you know, like she's easily talked into it. And then something really messed up happens when he invites a whole bunch of his mates in to come in and pack rape her.
They do what?
They pack rape her.
Gang raper? We call it gang here, I guess.
Same deal.
So
Same deal.
wait, when she was raped, was it before these episodes that we watched, episode 31, or after? Because she doesn't act like anything's going on
So, you see more of the
before.
effects from it because when we open up, Aldo's got the gun to his head. It's all happened by then.
Oh,
Yeah,
right.
so she doesn't tell anyone. She doesn't tell anyone at first, and sort of, she just says that she was out with her friend. I think I read Jenny. And as time goes on, sort of like Aldo, it comes out and Aldo just kind of flips it. And he goes to confront them at their house, which is, and the woman in these scenes is Cliff's wife. And he sort of, it just seems like they're just taunting him and screwing around with him and stuff like that.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So episode 31 starts, and that's where Aldo confronts Rose about, like, the drug, whatever drug situation going on. And that she's pushing drugs for that dude, I guess, that Cliff guy. Sonia and Gordon are together, and that's, I guess, the couple that are pretending to be brother and sister.
Yeah.
He's married and wants a divorce, which we get from this episode. Dory and Aldo talk. She tells him Bruce left. So I guess Bruce left, like, right before this one, I'm assuming.
So just with that was in the just real quickly with the recap. Essentially, Bruce keeps trying to manage his two relationships. Maggie finds out about Don. Don finds out about Maggie. Big blow up happens, and one minute he's with Don, and the next minute he runs back to Maggie. But in order for him to get back with Maggie and to have those sort of benefits again, he has to do things her way. And from the sounds of it, he can't handle that and ends up skedaddling.
I have that Don can't afford to stay. Gordon and Sonia are at a pharmacy. It looks like a pharmacy.
The chemist downstairs. Is that the chemist? Yeah.
So I'm like, pharmacy? What? We have a black man named Chad. He comes in and he asks Sonia out. They, I guess, are involved or getting involved. I guess, friends? I don't know. I'm confused by that. Because she's with Gordon, but I don't know. I'm confused.
So because Gordon isn't, like, acknowledging her essentially like that, and he's got the whole idea that he's in a marriage, they can't properly be together. So while she still wants to be with him, she's kind of entertaining these things with Chad. Chad also, by the way, is Mark's friend who has basically moved in to help with the rent, like, place to stay and all that while he's searching for his wife. Whom is still missing at this point.
Yeah, where the hell's she at?
From what I can gather, Mark and Helen don't stick around for too much longer past these episodes.
Well, that's sad. I mean, we don't see Helen anyway. She's always gone.
Yeah, but we do know what happens, so.
I have Herb is doing something without Dory knowing. And I said,
I think he just comes into some money. He just comes into some money, I think, because I actually missed that part too. He comes into some money, and I don't think he wants Dory to get her hands on it, because, yeah.
Oh, I wonder why. Because I thought they were like a dynamic duo of sorts. Aldo tries kicking, was it Cliff, out of his shop.
Yeah.
Some lady, who's the lady that comes in? I put some That's lady Maggie. Comes in.
That's Maggie.
That was Maggie?
Yeah, because her and Don have just sort of had a conversation where she's basically turned around and said, well, look, my husband's found out that about me and Bruce, so I need somewhere to stay. And this is my lease, so that's what I'm going to do. And he's like, well, Don's all pissed off. And she's like, well, no, I'm not such a bitch that I'll kick you out. Like, you just take the other room. She didn't charge him, like, what, $10?
Yeah.
That's cheap. Even, like, by 1972 standards, that's cheap.
So she takes this guy up and she's like, oh, you'd be good for some modeling, which I thought was weird. And then takes him to the apartment and try him out.
She runs a fashion magazine. So, like, she basically, like, eyes him off and, like, thinks, oh, yeah.
She picked the wrong guy. First of all, he don't look that great to be, like, in that, but whatever. She takes him back, and he's like, you want more than just whatever. And she's like, no, I don't. So that was weird. But yeah, something about, like, a swimwear model she wanted him to be. He tries to kiss her. I don't think anything happened.
All the egomaniacal dum-dums I've ever come across. You really take the cake.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, all the Egon and Michael dum-dums. I figured Maggie has some great lines.
Harry brings Herb home drunk. Dory comes to Vera's. They hide Herb, and he's in the tub. They hide him in the tub. I was confused at why they hit him. I'm like, is he not allowed to get drunk, or?
It's just because Dory's a massive worrywart and will overreact.
Well, yeah, but if she can't find him, won't she overreact anyway?
Well, that's kind of what she's doing. I think they're just trying to sober him up a little bit.
Right. Gordon comes by. Chad's mentions Sonia. Or Sonia. How do you say her name? Sonia?
Sonia.
Tells him to stay away from him and Sonia. He tells them that they aren't siblings and that he has a wife that won't divorce him.
Chad and Gordon keep arguing over Sonia. And Mark has actually gotten... So after Helen disappears, Helen's father comes in and comes to the building, I think for a couple episodes, and basically is like, where's my daughter? And all that. And he suggests to him putting an ad in the paper and seeing if somebody, you know, will contact him or something with information. Well, someone does. However, they're hitting him up for money in order to get more information. He pays it. And he's given an address. He goes to the address, and there's an old lady there who has no idea what he's talking about. Yeah. Doesn't even know Helen, doesn't know anything about her.
So, yeah, I have Mark and the lady talk about Helen, and I put, where are they?
So this is, that would be the opening of episode 33. So, just opens where the last episode ended, which is just largely that sort of stuff. It's Chad and Gordon fighting over Sonia, essentially, like, arguing, being, you know, over the whole deal. And, Mark figuring out this drama with Sonia. Obviously, it turns out to be a scam because the lady doesn't know who or what he's talking about.
Right. We have Chad and Sonia get closer. He says he's in love with her. She says she's in love with Gordon, and then they end up kissing. Like, whatever.
So the biggest thing here that is, like, tempting for Sonia is that Chad can offer her the relationship she wants, like,
a normal relationship, like, with it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No baggage, no legal baggage, particularly. Like, you don't have to worry about divorce. I can offer you marriage, like, right now, if you want to do that, you know, right. Just stuff like that.
Rose set Aldo sets up Rose with Julian, this guy. I guess he's Jewish, I'm assuming, because he really seems to be into this guy.
Julian has made appearances before. So
I think I thought I remembered him before, but I don't think he did much from what I remember.
So by this point, poor old Rose has been through her hell, and so she's sort of starting to mellow a little bit, you know, like, pull back after everything, because, well, why wouldn't you? And through this time, Aldo comes across Roma Labinsky. Now, you haven't seen her yet, but Roma is a beautiful character. She is wonderful, and she's in the movie after this, and the subsequent episodes we'll be watching. She is a what do they call them? The restaurateur? Like, the ones that own multiple restaurants? I didn't even know if I said that properly then. But he comes across her, and she sort of offers him a deal as far as, like, getting into business together. They start to like each other, and that's where it's kind of how that situation plays out, where Julian and Rose have kind of just come across each other, because Aldo's trying to set that up, but then Roma and him end up going out on a date, and it casually and conveniently leaves them together. But Rose is kind of, it's hard to read her a lot of the time because of the way they write it. But in these situations, I actually sort of feel like she's a little bit more easy to sort of read, as if you know what's sort of going on, you know? Well, her and Julian are sort of connecting in a natural way. Yeah, sure, like, Aldo, like, left him there, but they are actually getting along. It's not forced. She's not expected to, like, have sex with him or anything like that. So they are actually getting along in that scene.
Yeah, they're getting along, and then I think they're just playing Monopoly, and
yeah,
then they kiss, and he leaves, and they basically, I think they just talk about, like, oh, your dad wants me with you, but she's like, she's not really ready, but, she, you know, they want to be friends, or they just want to hang out, or whatever.
And it seems like Rose really likes Roma, so Mrs. Lubinsky, Miss Lubinsky, so that name got said quite a bit by Rose, that's Roma.
Right. Oh, okay. Mark and Chad talk about missing Helen, like she's not around, Lord knows where she's at.
It seems like all we care about is how worried Mark is, but then he's just like, let's go to a party.
Yeah, right, that is true. Lucy and Alf celebrate their anniversary. I guess the daughter's gone. Remember the daughter?
Yeah. So Ethel left, I think, would have been left after she got sort of like the money, because a man got a job or something like that.
Okay. Because that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, that was a quick storyline. And they get a gift.
I never got the impression that she was really going to stick around all that much anyways, because they were all telling no to Alf. Like, obviously she was staying there over those couple of episodes, but I didn't think that she left before the sort of gaps happened. So
okay, they get a gift from another one of their kids, from son. Perth,
I think it's their son.
Aldo is back from a date, I guess he was out with that Roma person.
Yeah.
Tells Rose about it, she tells them like, oh well, we just did played Monopoly, but he wants them to date. I don't know, I guess he's very controlling, which we already knew.
She asks him about Roma, and he's just like, oh, you know, Rose, it's at my age. It's just company, you know?
And Lucy shows Vera, does he get her a locket? I think it's a locket or something. I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah, he gets her this locket, and she's just really stoked about it. I actually thought Lucy was, like, super sweet through this whole episode. She's so keen for just her night out.
Yeah, I like Lucy. Then we have Alf getting drunk at the bar.
With Harry.
Yeah, with Harry. I do not like Harry, dude. He's a really screwed up character. Vera gives Lucy a sparkling dress to go out in for her anniversary dinner. Alf gets home loaded. Chad's coming down, and Harry calls him some racial slurs.
Oh, some really awful ones.
Yeah.
See, you remember when I was talking to you about the bluntness of it all?
Yeah. Mark comes out and defends Chad, and Chad kind of just laughs it off. I guess he's used to it. Maybe he's done that before. I don't really know the situation. We missed a bunch of episodes. So.
I think that they're just kind of using it as a general mouthpiece, you know, because like he even mentions, like when he's talking to Mark about it, he even mentions the civil rights that were happening over in the US recently, because it would have been 1972. That would have all been very much in the public conscious. And this idea of like Australia just doesn't want that stuff in their country. They don't want that drama, essentially. And it's just this really passively scathing sort of take on it, you know what I mean? Which is fair, right. But like, yeah.
Vera tells off Harry for getting him drunk. She's like, why would you do that? It's our anniversary, blah, blah, blah.
And he doesn't.
Sonia comes to see Chad, tells him that, I guess Gordon told her that he started divorce proceedings. He just like lies all the time to her, his poor girl.
Yeah.
He seems okay with it, and she says she loves him, but wants Gordon more, apparently.
Yeah. Like, she loves Gordon. She's been with Gordon for 2 years. Yada, yada. The history. Yeah. It's the history that keeps you there with the scumbags, man. Come on.
And that's all I got for that episode. Then we have episode 34, which is a continuation, thank goodness. So I'm getting more storyline. Sonia is telling Chad about Gordon, so like I guess that's how it ended. You know, it always picks up from where it ended. Julian and Rose get home. He seems to want to like do like maybe have sex or like at least stay the night or something, but she doesn't want it. She's just like, she doesn't want to get serious. He gets mad at her and just like leaves.
Yeah, so like she's actually really flirty and like has enjoyed her night out with them. Like they went on a date and everything. And as soon as it sort of starts to get a bit passionate, she sort of backs away. And he goes, like, what's wrong? And you see her just kind of, like, look away. You know, like, she's still getting over what happened to her, you know? And, I mean, only her father at this point knows about it, really. So,
but who can really do stuff with their parent in the house, though? Like, I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, she has made that point a couple of times as well. I think, what was it? Because earlier in that part, she comes through and, like, they're a bit, you know, a bit rowdy because they've been drinking and they've had a good night out. So she's like, shh.
Right. Gordon and Sonia basically tell each other they love each other again. She asks about his wife. He says it will take ages to be divorced. And I'm like, how doesn't this girl get a clue, dude? Like, seriously?
I mean, divorces, I think, did take longer back then, but I mean, he was being like, just remember.
She was with him for 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel like you're kind of an idiot at this point. Like, if you're just believing constantly what he said, whatever. Chad tells Mark it's because he is black that Sonia will not be with him. Which I don't think that's true, but I don't know. Is it?
No, it's not. I think it's just,
I don't think so. Because
I think that he even says something regarding, oh, he goes, I know. He goes, no, I don't think so either. I think it's just something that he's used to hearing. So he immediately just fell back on that. Because when she's like, no, Chad, you know, I love you for this, not the color of your skin. He sort of agrees. He's like, I do know that, you know, sort of thing. I think it was just trying to, just sort of him being a little bit knee jerk, you know? Being like, oh, it's because of my race. And, like, she's like, no, this is actually not got anything to do with that. Like, yeah.
We have Bev's mom calls. Bev comes out. She's like, it's too early for you to be calling. Jane comes in. They talk about, I guess this must have happened in the episodes that we missed with Bev kind of fell in love with Don.
So, at this point,
the homosexual,
Jane...
So for
the recap real quick, just to lead up to this point, Janie ended up scoring the main role in her movie or her show. And so they celebrated with a big party. And that's when Bev has actually fully tried to get with Don. And Don has basically said, I'm sorry, I thought you knew. I think I wrote it down. Well, basically, yeah, she's like, I can't find it. I did write it down somewhere. She's like, I thought you knew about me and Bruce. I thought what we had here was a deep friendship that was building. He's like, if I would have known, I would have told you. I'm really sorry, you know? And he basically apologizes to her for it. And that's when she's just like, she calls him a filthy, dirty queer.
Yeah.
And boots him out. And that's what leads into this situation.
And that's basically because she's hurt, you know.
Yeah.
So she wants to take it out on him.
She's also getting over her assault by Alex.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So Jane says, stop moping or you have to live on your own. Like, damn, girl.
Yeah, she's like pretty hard. She's like, stop moping around.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he might have been moping for more episodes that we just didn't see. I don't know.
That was nice.
Aldo isn't happy with his business. He starts telling a joke and stops when Rose comes in. And she finishes the joke. And he's like, oh, my daughter knew that dirty joke. Like, I don't know. It was really bizarre. And who was the guy in there? Was it Gordon?
Yeah, it was Gordon. Him and Aldo talking because he's just across from Aldo at the shop. And I think he's just come in to have a yarn, you know? And, like, they're just sitting there talking about how slow the day is, essentially.
Don gets a call. He apparently just got back to town. He was out of town. Did he go with Bruce or did he just, like, leave town for a little bit?
No, I think he was just out, yeah.
Maggie is there. She says she will be back. She says she'll pay the rent. This is where she says that she feels like she's being followed by, like, somebody her husband hired.
PI.
Yeah. I have a Mr. Fulton harasses Mark about Helen. Who's Mr. Fulton? Is that the dad?
Yeah.
Helen's dad? Okay.
Yeah.
Chad basically says, don't punish yourself, you know, it's not your fault, all this stuff. Don and Jane talk about Bev. He likes going out with her. He wants to be friends with her. He wants to talk to her to, like, see if they can still be friends. But she ain't having it quite yet. Chad is at the store when Sonia and Gordon are together. I didn't understand this part. They kind of just make small talk and say that they're going to a concert, and then, like,
just those awkward conversations that you have with.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
Yeah, that's what it's all. I think that's all it was meant to be.
Jane is acting pretty protective of Bev. She tells Bev to talk to Don, and Bev is being very bitchy still, which she calls her bitchy, like, multiple times, I think, in that scene. Don and Bev talk. She makes gay slurs at him, and she runs to the hall and wants to scream to everybody that he's gay.
Well, she does scream that.
Well, she does, but, I mean, I feel like I couldn't even understand what she said, so I know, of course, Dory heard it. and
I think the funny part about that is Dory keeps thinking that queer is like the old way, like he's sick or there's something wrong with him. She doesn't actually get it. Like, so right. That's why she keeps saying, "Oh, he looked perfectly fine to me."
Yeah. So that's what the next episode 35. Herb and Dory heard Bev screaming in the hall. She heard about Don being queer, and she said, yeah, it looked perfectly all right to her. Which I'm like, what does that mean? I was confused by that. Does queer mean something different? Or did she...
Well, it's like, if you're feeling
mean
queer,
that he looks
like
straight.
You're feeling off, you're feeling odd, you know?
I don't know that just, word like that.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, she's just, that's the thing, like, that's doesn't know the word the other way. She doesn't know the word the other way at all.
Right.
Yeah.
I figured it meant something like that, but I didn't understand it because we don't talk like that. So yeah. I don't know that word as that. So every time Sonia brings up Sylvia, Gordon seems to shut her down. He, like, just stops or kisses her or whatever.
Yeah.
This was a really sweet moment. Bev goes to Don and apologizes. Maggie comes in and says she's here to stay indefinitely.
Yeah.
Dory spreads the word about Don. But I guess saying it the other way, right? I guess.
Well, she just doesn't get it. Yeah. It's just the constant joke throughout the episode that she just doesn't get it. Like,
now I get it. I just thought she was telling everybody he's gay. She tells Sonia. Lucy mentions that her son and his wife are coming to stay.
Yeah.
Maggie got thrown out. We find out Maggie got thrown out by her husband. And what? I have something, I don't know why it says appearances, mom. I get it. I'm sorry. So Bev's mom and Jane talk on the phone, and Jane, like, I guess hangs up on her because she knows she's like a pain in the butt. And we know that Bev's mom's on her way because we saw her, like, in that scene. And yeah, she seems like kind of snooty. But yeah, she's really up for her daughter's ass, because literally, I think she called every episode Bev's in, pretty much.
Just about, yeah, like, just about. Her full name, too, is Claire Horton, just so we know. Because it's not actually said in these episodes, but her name's Claire.
I heard her name, they did say Claire in some episode. It might have been.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did get that, but I didn't get her last name was Horton, but I can't even get their first names, for Christ's sake. Lucy and Alf just talk, nothing exciting. Herb and Dory. I have Herb and Dory are somewhere. Where were they at? I guess I didn't know where they were.
Was this when they were collecting donations? Because, like, I think they're going
maybe
through them, and Claire comes through because
she's told.
I think they're just sorting through donations from, like, all their RSL stuff, essentially.
That was a really great scene with Bev's mom comes in with her fur, and Dory's like, oh, she has a fur, and she's so classy. when Dory or all Claire did was like put her down. And she said,
woman, you don't get compliments like that every day.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to say. She said her good woman, and she took it as a compliment. Like, I don't think she meant it as one.
No.
Bev gets home to her apartment, and her mom's there, and she's like, oh, you. So funny. I love her relationship with her mom. It cracks me up. Bev basically tells her situation. She's catching everybody up with the storyline. Tells her mom she fell in love with a homosexual. She calls her mom a rotten snob. And she's as much as a pervert as a drag queen, something along those lines.
Yeah, because she turns around and basically is like, I fell in love with a homosexual and now I'm trying to get over it. And she's like, what? One of those creatures who wears fake eyelashes and douses himself in Chanel 5. And it just gets worse. Like, it just gets worse.
Her mom has, like, I knew what her mom was doing, too. She's like, oh, my heart. And then she said, like, her mom, or she's like, get my purse. And Bev, like, kind of stands over her, like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
This wasn't, like, I wasn't even sure if she was going to do anything. I'm like, oh, maybe her mom will die in front of her. Who knows?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to like her at all. I have that. My next note is Maggie tells Don he has a nice body.
Yeah, she's like, such a waste. You really do have such a nice body.
The doc says that there is nothing wrong with Bev's mom. And she says, there is. She's like, you'll make something wrong. She basically, I don't know if she wants to bribe the doc. I don't know if he's having it because they never really go into it.
But Claire sticks around for a little while, so I'd say, yeah.
So, okay, so it works then? I guess she gets through it all. We don't get to see the, just
like,
what
no, I think that she's like, oh, the pain. He's like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm pretty sure you could walk out of here right now.
She's like, no. Lucy and Al for Al. Jane is working there at, like, a restaurant.
Yeah. So after things fell out with Alex... basically Janie stepped away from her acting and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they talk about Aldo being there with a date, so I guess he's there with that Roma person that we don't get to see them.
No, we don't.
Sylvia gets to Sonia's apartment. Sonia brings up the divorce and she's like, no, we're not getting a divorce. She's like, I'm religious and I'm a Catholic, so we don't do that. And I like that when was it Gordon gets there and she's like, oh, the three of us together, how jolly. And Sonia's basically devastated. She says she will, and then the wife, what's her name, Sylvia, says she'll never let him go.
Yeah. And so Sylvia mentions, she goes, why do you think Sylvia mentions with Gordon, she's like, why did you think I stuck with him through the abortion scandal, the prison term, and all this. Whether I love him or not, I'm Catholic, and divorce is out of the question. And so she's like really sticking to that. But yeah, and then that episode, is that the end of the episode?
Yes. So now Bevan is going to explain everything that happens up until episode 450.
Well, I don't know if it'll be able to explain absolutely everything, because that's a bucket load. But, okay, so I just tried to sort of narrow it down to sort of the key characters. So,
right, so I really want to know, I want to know what happened to Helen and Mark.
Yeah. It actually might be better if you just ask me questions. So, like, okay, so Helen and Mark. So Mark ends up finally tracking her down. And he's able to sort of get her help and all that, because she's basically had a breakdown because of the cheating and the loss baby. And right. So they actually kind of have a good ending. They end up sort of getting back to get, like, working it out and finding a place to live where they can just sort of move on. It is the full blown, we need a new start sort of thing. And they do end up moving happily ever after.
Lucy and Alf are still on in 450, right? I think.
Yep. So they pretty much stay the same, except they, I think it's their friend Florence, which is Bunny Summers.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, she comes into the show, and they're largely okay. Like the Three Musketeers, essentially. They do have some of the stories. Yeah, it's very much comedy. They do have a few serious stories. There's one where Flo almost gets married, and stuff like that. But otherwise, they are still very much like the comedy stuff. And like, they're endearing.
What about Rose and Aldo?
Okay, so Aldo ends up marrying Roma.
Okay.
And she's a sweetheart. She's in the movie, so you'll see her soon.
Okay. So Aldo's, they're around then.
Beg your pardon?
They're around then.
Yeah.
They're still around.
Rose, she ends up finding out that she was pregnant from her assault. And through all that, her and Julian become closer. And she ends up losing the baby, though. And so, like, I think, like, there's a whole, like, comes to terms with it. And then her and Julian end up marrying and moving up to New Guinea together. She does actually reappear in the episodes that we will be watching, but I won't say for what reason, because it is a plot line. But, yeah, okay. She does reappear.
What led up to Bev's demise?
Okay. So Bev has had quite a lot of things happen from the sounds of it. So, where to start?
Yeah.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Well, we can say, like, there's a Rodney involved.
Okay.
That ends up being her brother.
So Bev gets a couple of odd jobs here and there, including, like, work with, like, Maggie and all that sort of stuff. She gets over Don eventually. Her and Janie start competing over the same guy, which is Jack Sellers, which, by the way, is the fellow that Maggie is sitting around with a lot in episode 450.
Okay.
That's Jack Sellers. He would also be Lou in Neighbours for, like, the whole run pretty much that he was on. So he's okay. Well-known. Yeah. Anyway. They end up sort of going out with Jack Sellers, and he sort of like is doing both of them at the same time, and they compete, yada, yada, yada. All the same time, Janie has met a man named Alan, who she's having dramas with. Like, she doesn't know which one she wants to do. She doesn't know if she wants to be with Jack or she wants to be with the passion of Alan. Janie ends up leaving to go with Alan. Bev and Jack don't work out, and Bev ends up falling into a relationship with Bruce when Bruce comes back from Adelaide a year later. So this would probably be about 1973. Bruce comes back and basically starts having an affair with Maggie.
Which he was already doing before he left.
Yeah. It's the same sort of destructive bullcrap, essentially, you know?
Okay.
And essentially, it ends up blowing up when everybody finds out about each other. And what's weird is, I read all three biographies for the characters. All they keep saying is that this big thing happens and Bruce is implied in the death of Bev. Maggie is implied in the death of Bev. That's why she's keeping herself secret in that 450 episode to say that she wasn't there, even though she was. So I don't know. My thing is by the sounds of it, there was a blow up. There was a struggle over some sort of gun, and Bev gets shot accidentally, because none of the things that I've read have said that Maggie or Bruce did it.
But we don't know. So it's an accident, I guess?
I'd say it's an accident, yeah.
I wonder who had the gun. The way
it's described and everything like that. But yeah.
Because none of them seem like they would have a gun over that situation.
Well, if you think about it, like, Bev's pretty volatile.
Yeah.
So, like, without further detail and stuff like that, you know, essentially, or it sounds like a typical soapy storyline. I suppose you could make your generalized, like, the general thingos, but I would say it was most likely an accident, because, like, essentially it's centered around this big affair and all that, and it blows up, and, yeah, she ends up dying.
All right, so we'll get into episode 450, and I still have more questions. I'm not done. But
did you want me to talk about Sonia and Gordon?
Are they in this one? They're not in it?
Episode 459.
Yeah, I guess so, sure.
Just really quickly. Okay, Sylvia causes more drama, Gordon's wife. And not long after the episodes that we finished off that before, just like finished off with before, Sylvia is found dead in the their apartment with by Mark and Chad. So it's a big thing on like who murdered her because it looks like foul play. Apparently from the sounds of it, it drags out a fair bit because Gordon's son, adult son, comes and basically blames him for the death, and his sister-in-law, Sylvia's sister, comes to town and basically tries to ruin his life because she thinks he did it. So she, by paying a woman to say that Gordon aborted her kid, because Gordon's history says that he does that. That was what the big scandal was. Gordon was in an abortion scandal, and he was jailed for it. And coming out, that's sort of, from the sounds of it, where he was with Sonia wasn't too long after he'd been out of jail, because he was still kind of rebuilding his life. He couldn't be a GP, so he's a chemist.
So who killed her?
That's the thing. As it turns out, she killed herself and deliberately implicated him because he wasn't going to leave Sonia. Yes, I really wish we would have had that plot line, because that actually sounds really great.
Well, that's a nice landing plot line with Jill, remember?
Beg your pardon?
Remember, that's a nice landing storyline with Jill.
Exactly.
She asphyxiated herself in the car and got, I think, Gary blamed for it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, according to what it was saying, she's pinched meds from Gordon's shop or something like that. Like, it's medication that she could have only gotten through him, so that's why he's the suspect. And all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, she basically
sets it. Fun.
As time goes on, Gordon ends up deciding, working himself up that he's able to practice as a GP again. Through all of that, he decides that it's a good idea to have an affair with a woman called Yvonne, and basically ruins everything. While that's all playing out, he ends up being caught in a car accident and he dies in hospital a few days later. Sonia ends up losing her freaking mind, like losing it completely. She starts moving. She starts doing weird stuff. Like the notes that I was reading referred to it as the poltergeist incident. So she was doing weird stuff around the building that people figured out was her, and they ended up sending her to a mental ward.
Oh, nice. And what about Chad?
I think Chad just ended up leaving. Honestly, I think he left around the same time as Mark. I always thought he was a bit of a side character for Sonia anyways. Because
they mentioned Chad in this, too.
They mentioned Chad in 450 as far as, like, their racial prejudices go. As far as, like, right. when he was there. Because 450 is a good year or so later. And the reason why I bring up Sonia is she actually makes a return in the number 96 movie, which we'll obviously cover, but I just thought it was important.
Oh, okay.
So
I got you. That's fun. All right. So 450, we have Harry and Vera already starting out. Harry says he can't live with a black child for a kid. And I'm like, what happened? This is when I messaged you. Because I had looked up the movie and I saw like Vera was gang raped. That it said, I got out of it because I was looking for the movie to watch for next week, whatever.
Yeah.
So was this from that? No. Or that's why? Okay. So she was raped multiple times. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Yeah. It's really messed up.
Well, that's why I was like, are you sure we shouldn't watch this after the movie? Because I thought it was that. That is insane.
No.
But you said the movie, you said sometimes the movie is like a standalone in some respects, too.
Yeah, so largely it is kind of standalone, but there are certain plot elements that carry over from mostly from what I can tell, the black and white days. So Sonia comes back. They do a few things that they couldn't do on Free to Air with the hippies. There's another scene where hippies come in and strip off at the laundromat because Lucy's still got the job. Except you see Titty. She doesn't cover herself, you know? I think the only thing you don't see is the guy's dick. So, you know,
so funny.
Yeah.
So I guess she got, so apparently there's some gang around or something.
So I couldn't really find heaps and heaps on this, just that, like, but over the course of the show, there was quite a few storylines where certain characters would have dramas with local gang violence and stuff like that. So, like,
Right.
yeah, and apparently, this mob has flogged up Arnold Feather. Now, Arnold Feather is a staple character. You'll see him a lot in the next few episodes, even in the movie. He just wasn't in that one. But Arnold was introduced, I think, as just an employee, I think, in the chemist. And Roma poaches him to go work in the delicatessen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because Aldo loves Arnold.
I have Dory and Herb are basically the same, and now they have that flow person with them.
Yep.
And they mention an Amanda. I don't know who that is.
The Baroness. So the Baroness was
Is that the
I
one
think
that
that
comes in?
yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who that
So
was.
it's like once again it's more of a comedy storyline as that episode plays out and you see and she takes him to the parties and all that. The Baroness is Don's auntie, I think. And she came essentially to visit. And yeah, got along with Flo, and she sort of becomes, I think, from what I can gather, at least from what I've read, just sort of like part of their comedy routine.
Vera continues to talk to Harry about his bigotry, basically. She says, if you're weak, get out.
Well, she says that she grew up in South Africa and understands indoctrinated prejudices. And that's when they bring up Chad because she said that she used to have to fight her initial revulsion when he was around. It was something that she had to unlearn. And she's basically like, you're weak, you know? You're like and all that. And
Which we
he's sort
knew
of
because he was a rapist.
like and a fucking freaking drunk and like, you know. And yeah, I don't like Harry either.
We have Bev's mom tries to get Rodney on the phone. So
Oh, the brother.
Rodney, was it a brother? Was it her brother that she banged? I'm confused. Was he like a half
So
brother?
at the time that Bev was dating Jack and competing with Janie, Jack was having dramas with Rod because Rod came to stay with Bev after he smashed up his leg because he works on, I think he works on properties or whatever, and he decided he's going to come to see her while he mends. Jack doesn't like it because Bev and Rod are very weird, and the only thing from what I can gather that they haven't done is have sex. But if you remember, in the very first few episodes, Bev mentions that her and her mother caught her and her brother playing doctor when they were kids and just plays it off. And you're like, oh yeah, because that's how kids are weird. They do shit like that. Yada, yada, yada. And you do play it off. But obviously, it's a foreshadowing thing. And she's totally in love with her brother. And he's totally in love with her. Yeah.
And then I also had what did Bruce do to Bev? Because that's what they must have mentioned something about Bruce and Bev.
I think that's like largely Claire. So Claire's like blaming Bruce because, as far as she knows, Bruce was the only one that was there when Bev died. She doesn't know Maggie was in the room.
Okay. And I have Maggie talks to a dude about Helen. And then I have Bev and Rodney slept together.
So the Helen that Jack is talking about is not the Helen that was Mark's wife. Just so you know. Yeah.
Yeah, good, because I was confused about that. Harry and Vera, they mentioned that they bring up Chad when he was there. And she says she wants to keep the baby, that she's pregnant with the rape baby. They love rape babies in the show. Well, I guess they didn't like roses. They killed that one. And I don't know what
Yeah.
happens to this one. I guess maybe we'll see, maybe we won't. I have the ladies get back from a party. That's where, I guess, what is her name? The Countess or something? What
The
did you say?
Baroness.
Governess?
Yeah, the
Baroness?
Baroness.
Everything but that, I said. And then they said something about being in the presence of royalty, a drag queen. I guess.
Oh yeah, because she doesn't get what they are.
That's so funny.
So she thinks that they're actual royalty, and that's when Flo and Thingo look at each other and they're like, no.
I have Herb is dressed like a woman, And he got arrested for loitering as a transvestite. Like, what is
Yes.
happening? Like, this like took a whole other world. I mean, this is a lot of episodes later, so I can't even imagine what happened in the other 400 episodes that we missed.
A lot of the groundbreaking stuff, a lot of the groundbreaking that, well, what is considered to be the groundbreaking stuff of the show occurred
Right.
then. That's a lot of the things like the like what was it like the full storyline with like Sonia and Chad. That's why they included the episode where they kiss, because that was like, I think, for
Right.
Australia, our first one. Stuff like that, like interracial kiss, blah blah blah. A lot of the yeah, that sort of stuff happens in those years,
Okay.
apparently.
So yeah, I have Lucy and Alf talk about a gang being around, and she's like afraid of it or whatever, like terrorists or guys or something.
Oh, well, they nickname him that. Like, he calls, I'm not one of these terrorists. Because you think, too, like, when we
Okay.
heard Lucy and Alf talk and stuff, they spent their wedding in a bomb shelter. Like, they're wartime people. So, like, I mean, Alf is immediately going to see things like crime, gangs and crime, like he saw it over in the UK, you know what I mean? Where it was, you know,
Right.
it was, like, really bad back in the day. Like, I mean, not that I know what it's like now, but you hear, yeah.
Right. And then we basically still have Vera and Harry going at it. She says she's not aborting the baby. He wants her to get an abortion. She's like, no. Then we have this Baroness person wants to take them somewhere again. Did they go to court? Where did my court
Yeah, they
stuff
have to go
go?
to court the next morning to appear in front of the judge.
Yeah, they go and they appear at court to get Herb off the whatever. Do they get him off? I don't.
Yeah, she basically
Do we have
talks her way
resolution?
completely around it. She's like, "Oh, we were at a costume party," to the judge, and she's like, "You know, you could if you actually contact X, like so and so, and blah blah blah. They were there as well. You know, oh, he went dressed as Tarzan. It was so delightful, and like all that." And she
Okay.
basically just talks him out of it, like.
I have something. Claire and Maggie talk. Who's Claire again?
Bev's mother.
That's Bev's mom.
She's trying to track down Bruce.
And then they talk about a Helen who ran out. Who is this Helen?
Helen is just the guy, the woman that Jack was seeing.
Oh, okay. And then they have an inquest coming up. I guess is that like a murder trial?
So that's to investigate the like it's to find like. It's like a trial, but it's not. It's sort of more of like an investigation to see if charges should be laid.
Okay. And then I just have Alf comes back. Lucy's nervous about the group, the gangs or whatever. And then they receive a crank call. That's it.
Yeah.
Anything else to lead up to the movie, or we don't need anything? So this is all we got.
I don't really think that we do. I don't really think that we do. The movie has got its own plot line, as well as sort of like carry, you know, Sonia comes back and stuff. There's things like that. It's pretty self-contained, but it is got the typical comedy, as typical full-onness, and all that, as well
Okay.
as you know, the staple characters are all through it. So you'll see Arnold. You'll see Roma. What was it? Maggie's still around. I think the only thing that really needs to sort of be established is that over the course of these episodes, Vera's actually gotten away. Vera, for example, has gotten away from her fortune telling. She doesn't keep that baby, doesn't work out either, by the way. Yeah, which doesn't surprise me. Harry, so Harry ends up presumably dying in a car accident, like
Okay.
a proper. And Vera thinks he's dead.
Good.
Turns out he's not. He appears 6 months later, pulling
Right.
a like some thievery, some jewel thief, no, art theft, like proper, like white, full blown white collar crime. And she leads the police to the evidence, conviction, et cetera, and sends him to jail through a series of visions that she receives. Because Vera gets visions.
Now she does. She didn't before, right? She
Well,
just
she got
did
those
tarot
weird
cards.
vibes from her cards and everything like that.
Right.
It just they just expand on it. She's also ended up making friends with like people like Maggie. She also dated Jack Sellers at one point as well. And so she's worked with, but by the time the movie rolls around, she's worked with Maggie at her at her magazine, as well as ran a boutique for one of her many, many, many partners.
Okay.
Vera gets about a lot of people over the years.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, all so right, Harry ends up in prison where he belongs.
Good.
And yeah, so I think Vera is probably the biggest one. Like, she's far more successful as like, you know, and has her own like more steady income, et cetera, et cetera, by the time the movie rolls around. Yeah.
All right. So then are we pretty much set up for the movie next week?
I think so. I don't really think that there's much else. Like, all the mains, like, there would have been a lot of little smaller stories that would have occurred over those 400 episodes. But I just felt like the characters that we had already been introduced to were probably best to keep to.
All right. Well, that's it, I guess, for this episode of Queers and Soaps, number 96. Yes. I said it without the. So we'll cover the movie hopefully next week, and then bring on, I guess, like the storylines that continue after that.
Yes. So if we're going by the way the DVDs are sort of like the way they release them and stuff, we have just finished the beginning, which is the 16 of the 21 remaining black and white episodes. We're doing the movie, and then we get to the next chunk, which is the Pantyhose Strangler.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, and subscribe, like, and comment on what you like about the number 96 or anything else you do or want us to do, and have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.